Hey, welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill Studios. Super excited tonight because we are joined in the studio by Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenbow of Mipso. They've been together for more than a decade now, and they've got a brand new album that just dropped, and it is not to be missed. The album is called Book of Fools. MipsoMusic.com is their website. Mark your calendars for September 21st and 24th. They're going to be playing two shows in the Triangle as part of a tour, which is getting back underway soon. Libby, Joseph, thank you both so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Aaron.
Good to be here.
Super excited to chat with you about the album, which I had a chance to listen to for the first time earlier today, and it's fantastic. But let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
Sure. Let's do, it's track two from the record. It's called Radio Hell.
Go for it.
With somebody who doesn't want to dance with me. I'm busy shaking all the branches on the medicine tree. I don't want to fish with a hook I picked from a vending machine. We're too far from water, too close to the glow for sunscreen. Too close for giving the radio. Sell my soul if I can milk it, if I can get it to come and should, if I can get it to stay put. It figures a river is a giver, the thing we need. So bottle it, baby. We'll always be thirsty, we'll always be guilty for giving. Radio will forgive us. Tie me to my seats, yeah, you can charge me by the minute. Lay down in the dirt, taking off my shirt, you can use me. Forgiving the radio, hell, forgiving the radio, hell, forgiving the radio, hell, forgiving the radio, Chenevar, Sarajevo, Parajevo. Gazanevo, not Chenevo, Sarajevo, Parajevo.
Awesome. You are listening to Mipso, Joseph and Libby from the band here in the studio playing songs off of their new album, Book of Fools, which just dropped. We'll have more from them. We'll hear more music. We'll talk about the album and the upcoming shows, including September 21st at Cat's Cradle when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined tonight by a couple of very special guests who you've already heard earlier this year because they've both put out solo albums already in 2023. Not to be outdone, they've come together as Mipso, Libby Rodenbow, and Joseph Terrell, half of the band. They've just dropped a new album called Book of Fools, which is fantastic. Again, MipsoMusic.com is the website for more information. They got a show coming up, a couple of shows in the Triangle in September that you should mark your calendars for. Again, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Always a pleasure.
So, okay, so I heard the album for the first time today, and I've been saying over the year that 2023 is like a really, really good year for music in the Triangle. So it's gotten to the point where it's kind of hard for me to say, oh, this is one of the albums of the year. This is one of the albums of the year. Like,
thank you, Aaron.
And you lulled me into a false sense of security by putting out the most, like, early Mipso songs as the singles. And then I hit play on the opening track and I was like, wow, this is a, it's the same band. It's a different sound and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it feels like a new era.
Yeah. I listened to the song and like the first, I got a minute in and I was like, this is Taxman. Like, this is the opening track of Revolver where the Beatles are like, you think you know who we are, but you kind of do, but you really don't. And like, that blew my mind. So thank you. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that ended up being like, not, we didn't set out for it to be, but it ended up being a very Beatles inspired track.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that song, I had the Beatles nowhere in mind. So that's interesting that it turned out that way. Yeah.
So how did it all come together?
Well, we really spent more time making this record than we had before. We weren't on the road for a lot of it, and I think that we didn't have so much like a specific sound in mind as like the idea that we should bring all the stuff we were excited about and be the most us that we are right now.
Mm. I think our producer too, who's an old time friend, Shane Leonard, who also played drums on the record, and he played drums on our record Edges Run too. Mm. He sort of gave us the ego boost we needed to believe that we're a good live band and that we can handle doing arrangements a lot of different ways and just like listen to each other and feel comfortable in that. So we demoed these songs in tons of different arrangements and played a lot of them, like tracked a lot of them live when we eventually got to the studio to do the real takes too. And I would definitely credit Shane with, you know, telling us that we could do that.
Yeah, there's a great producer who really gives you the extra boost you need to both like believe you can do something and also try stuff you hadn't tried before.
Yeah. How much do you feel like you stretched yourself musically as songwriters, as musicians for this?
I mean, it's funny, we tried a lot of new things, but it didn't feel so much like stretching as like giving ourselves permission to do things we love doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not to be in a band with the idea of it being these are four people that want to make something together rather than like, well, we have a sound we have to imitate, we have to copy ourselves every record, you know?
Yeah, it was like less stretching, more releasing. It was more like letting go.
Nice. I should also mention the other two members of the band, Jacob Sharp, Wood Robinson, not here in the studio, but
here in spirit,
obviously super present on the album and will be present in September for the Cradle show, which we'll talk about in a bit. So how are y'all able to like juggle schedules to make this happened because you're both doing solo projects. I know Wood's got a solo project. Jacob's super busy. You're in different places. Like, how do you make it work?
With great difficulty. and many hours on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Lots of text threads and emails. I don't know. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, mm-hmm. and we know each other super well. So, like, when we get together, there's not a getting to know each other phase. You know, like, we can jump right into it, which is good. Mm-hmm. Like an old friend.
Tell me about the album cover.
Yeah, that's a photo that I took years ago on a beach in Delaware.
It's a dead fish.
It's a dead fish, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have this amazing friend, Annabella Boatwright, who's an artist in a lot of different visual mediums, but mm-hmm. We liked the idea of having a photograph that was hand-painted over, mm. and so she painted the title Book of Fools, and the title itself is a big part of the art, I would say.
Yeah.
And those, you know, there's something like graphical about the like all those O's together and the way that it lays out on the cover.
Yeah. I forget that radio is not a visual medium. So I should also mention on that first song, Radio Hell, if you're listening out there, you didn't get to see Libby like casually jumping back and forth between keys and guitar just over the course of the song. Like, it's impressive to watch, and it's great music. So speaking with Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenbow, mipsomusic.com, the website, Book of Fools is the album. You played these songs, and you just got back from part of the tour. Mm-hmm. How is the audience reaction been to the new stuff, like, compared to the old stuff?
I think it's felt good. I mean, we do everything at a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I have the desire to, like, throw away the old songs.
Right.
Because I still love a lot of those. But there have been a couple folks who have said, like, oh, wow. I don't know. I think people are liking it. We're liking it.
Yeah, and, like, we just played a festival in Richmond a couple days ago, and there were people singing along to a couple of the new songs.
Nice.
And that was, like, a really gratifying feeling.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, speaking with Olivia Rodenbaugh and Joseph Terrell, Book of Fools is the new album. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Sure.
Yeah, this one's
called...
Yeah, go ahead.
This one's called The Numbers.
Go for it. Listening to Olivia Rodenbaugh and Joseph Terrell from Mipso. The new album is Book of Fools. It's out now. We'll be back with more from them. Plus, we'll hear about the show that's coming up in September. A couple of shows in the Triangle, including one at Cat's Cradle on the 21st. That's coming up next when Live and Local continues after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck coming at you from Trinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, joined tonight by Mipso, Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenbow, both from the band. They've just dropped their new album, Book of Fools. It's out now. MipsoMusic.com is their website. And mark your calendars for Thursday, September 21st. They're going to be playing at Cat's Cradle. They've also got a show on the 24th, that same weekend, down the road in Raleigh. Thanks again for being with us. The tour is taking a break right now, but starting up again really soon. How has it been going so far, and what are you most excited about, like, going forward?
It's been good. I mean, it always is very refreshing to have new material to work on live, because we've been playing a lot of these songs for 13 years or so, and so, like, it's nice to be a little scared, not know what's coming up next in a given arrangement. I like that energy on stage a lot.
Totally. I also feel like we've been playing together since we were, I mean, basically kids, if I can say that. We were college students.
Yeah.
And we kind of had the rare opportunity to learn how to sing together and learn how to play our instruments while being in a band together. And now it's been like 10 or 11 years, and I feel like we've kind of arrived at a place where we just, like, we're a lot better at what we do.
Yeah.
If I can say that in public on the radio. And I think of seeing us live now is probably like a whole different thing than it used to be.
Night to night, like show to show, do your arrangements change? Like, how much does a song change from one show to the next?
We were just talking about this, yeah.
Well, especially in the early phase of playing them live, like, a lot of these songs we recorded and then we didn't touch them for a year or 8 months or something. So I think when we start to translate them to live, we sort of think about it as like starting back at square one. Like, it's live life has a beginning that starts now. And so we might try, I think for a number of these, we'll all be like switching around which instruments we play for a while. And yeah, they might be different even between like the Cradle and Lincoln.
Yeah, and that's a really good feeling to, rather than like execute a perfect plan, kind of like watch each other and listen to each other and trust each other and think like, okay, it might feel a little different tonight because we're feeling different tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like letting it be a live, different.
Yeah.
We're not a jam band exactly. But I mean, there's something that's the most beautiful version of live music to me is like when something's really happening.
Yeah, yeah. What is your, like, you've toured forever. What is your favorite tour story?
We could write books, Aaron. what's a good one, Liv? I don't know.
God, it's really hard.
I know.
To come up with these.
You could ask us like, what's our favorite in like a particular state? Can you give us a little, like, narrow it down a little bit?
Ooh, outside of North Carolina.
Hmm. Yeah.
West Coast.
Oh, I have one that I like. We had several days off in between somewhere near the Bay and somewhere near LA. I don't remember exactly what, but we decided to do the long drive down Highway 1.
Nice.
Go through Big Sur. And we did an amazing hike called, I think it was called Cone Peak. We barely made it up this road in our van. We were like, it was like a gravel road for a long time going so steep.
Right.
There was like no possibility of turning around.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one-way kind of road. And we were like, I wonder if we're going to make it up here. We did the hike as fast as we could before the sun went down. And then we got down to this restaurant that was like a little lodge with log cabins in Big Sur, and the waitress, Joseph asked the waitress how big the nachos were, like, was it enough for a meal? And the waitress was like, oh yeah, you won't be able to finish it. And Joseph was like, challenge accepted. And he ate the whole plate of nachos and then immediately vomited.
Nice. That story had turns I wasn't expecting it to have.
Challenge accepted and achieved.
Yeah, okay.
Briefly achieved.
Yeah, down was part of
that's
the challenge.
True, yeah.
You got the show coming up at the Cradle on September 21st with Vivin Riley, right? Which,
yeah.
Speaking of great
They're
artists
awesome,
who just
yeah.
put out albums.
Yeah, there's some of our favorites, and like, just we've had fun playing with them, and both of us, Liv and I, living around here, love playing with them and like having them part of this scene, this community. It's beautiful. Mm.
It's been interesting we've entered the phase of our adult lives, and I think that like it's even truer in music that like we're sort of like middle-aged in the music scene, and it's really been beautiful to meet all these young people who are like so talented. And I remember being told things like this when we were young,
right,
and kind of like brushing it off, but like it's really inspiring. Like it does make me feel like a like really schmaltzy old person.
Yeah, but also I think like we've sort of lived like road years are kind of like dog years.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
If touring for 10 years, like a lot of bands, and it's fine, it's like no one says this has to last forever or that a band's supposed to last a long time, But it's true, we've seen a lot of bands come and go and folks who've just done this for a few years. And so it does feel like generations have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does feel like,
you know?
Well, I've got a friend who insists that once you turn 30, you're officially middle-aged. So you're not entirely alone.
Hey, a few hundred years ago, you would have been dead.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Speaking with Libby Rodenboe and Joseph Terrell, the Cradle Show is on the 21st. The 24th is at Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So head to mipsomusic.com for more information, including all of the tour dates, a couple of other ones across North Carolina as well. And I feel like traveling around, they're going up to Canada, going back to Maine, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So super fun tour coming up. And again, 21st and 24th here in the Triangle. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to do the first single from the record, which is called Carolina Rollin' By.
Go for it.
Sights on an incoming light and zone out till the morning. Turn the AM dial, sit and think a while. But early March with the frost still hard, I nodded off and turned, and the sand traps work, but stopping hurts. Carolina, rolling by, the windows down and the sun's up. Can you feel it? I can feel it. I used to kneel at night and think what's right, imagining a man way up in the sky or somewhere deep inside. Maybe it's me, but it's harder to sleep with a shaking in your hand. Yeah, I hate those pills, except how they're making me feel. Carolina, rolling by, the window's down and the sun's up high. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Carolina, rolling by, the window's down and the sun's up high. Can you take it? I can take it. I watch the trees and I wonder at leaves all reaching toward the light. They can sleep at night, they know to do what's right. When I'm out at dawn on an open road and the sun climbs up the branches, I know I'm not alone. It's just the long way home. Carolina, rolling by, windows down and the sun's up, I can feel it. I can feel it. Carolina, rolling by, windows down and the sun's up, I can you take it? I can take it. Carolina, rolling by, windows down and the sun's up, I can you feel it? I can feel it. Carolina, rolling by, windows down and the sun's up high. Can you take it? I can take it. Thank you.
Awesome. The album is Book of Fools. It's out now. Show's coming up September 21st. That's a Thursday at Cat's Cradle, and then the 24th, which is a Sunday at Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. MipsoMusic.com is the website. Mipso is the band. Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbo, thank you both so much for being here. Can you stick around for one more song?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
awesome. Sure. We'll be back with that when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. We've been joined this hour by Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenbo of the band Mipso. Their album is Book of Fools. It's out now. MipsoMusic.com is the website. And again, they got a show at Cat's Cradle Thursday, September 21st, along with Bibb and Riley, who also just put out an amazing album earlier this year. Again, thanks to both of you so much for being here. I entreated you to stick around for one more song because I love the album so much and you're both great. So thank you for appeasing me and stick around for one more song. But what are we going to hear to wrap up?
This is going to be East.
Awesome. Yeah. Go for it. Thank you. Awesome. Again, you've been listening to Joseph and Libby from Mipso. MipsoMusic.com is the website. Show at Cat's Cradle on Thursday, September 21st, 24th at Lincoln Theater if you missed the first one or if you want to see him again. Book of Fools is the new album. I'm saying it might be the album of the year. You're going to have to listen to it yourself to find out. Go to MipsoMusic.com and get the link to it. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. And can we say, not because you asked us to, we love 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for having us. It's cool that you're here. We love it.
Thank you so much.